Victor.
Next time when you say, hey, don't take three classes at the same time, I think I might just listen.
Okay, where are we? Oh, that's right. I forgot to fix that so that it would open full screen. I noticed it and then forgot to fix it. But if you go in this way, it opens full screen. Okay, so this is the one we were on, right? With two curses. So it starts out, and I'm going to go back over that because we're going to continue on with it. But it starts out with two curses, a drive cursor and a donation cursor. So what you've got is, if you look down at the data, which is further down, where's the drive? I know I've got a drive table, don't I? Maybe I don't. I just have that one, and I think that has the drive information in it that we need. But basically, I've got a drive table, and I've got a donation table. So I want to read the first drive, and then I want to process all the records that go with that drive. So if I read drive 100, I want to process all of the records in the donation table that are drive 100. And then I read 200, and then I want to process all of the ones that have 200. So basically the drive table, or the drive, is the outer loop. And the donation is the inner loop. So I read a drive, and then I process all of the donations that go with that drive. And when I'm done, I say, okay, now read the next drive, reopen the donation cursor, and process all the ones that have a 200. Then close down, go back and open the drive again. Not open, I'm sorry, read from the drive again, get all the ones with 300. So basically, I only am opening and closing the drive cursor once, because that's what's controlling things. Okay, that was not a good place to put that, obviously. So if I go back and look at this, you can see there is only one place where I open the drive cursor, and then when I'm all done, I close the drive cursor. So the end loop indicates that I'm all done, then I close the drive cursor. So I'm only opening and closing the drive cursor once, and I'm stepping through the drives one at a time, okay? Then within the loop, I am opening the donation cursor. And then I go through a loop till I cover all of the donations. And then I close the donation cursor. Okay? I actually do the insert first, and then I do my output first. And then I close the donation cursor. When I close the donation cursor, I go back up to the top of the loop and I fetch a new drive. So I get a new drive in, and then I go down and open the donation cursor to match with the drive that I just got. Because if you look up at the top, the donation cursor says, select cont amount from donation where V drive number equals drive number. Okay? So I am taking in those that match. I'm taking in those that match. And then I'm processing them. I'm setting the total to zero after I open the donation cursor. I zero out the total because I'm trying to get a total for each drive. Okay. If I wanted a total of everything, then I could add the total that I'm getting for the drive to a final total and get a final total that way. But I didn't. I just wanted the total for the drive. So the inner part, after I open the donation cursor, from there to where I close the donation cursor, I'm going through and processing all of the donations that match a particular drive. And I have a output after I've gathered all the information, I have an output where I do an insert, so I write it out, and I do one write for every drive. Okay, so I open the donation cursor, I set the accumulator to zero, I go and process each one of the donations. When I, in a loop here, when I process all of the donations, then I do my output, which is an insert, and then I close the donation cursor. I go back and I fetch the next drive. And then I go through the same routine again for the next drive. So I go through all of that information inside for each drive. Now that if statement, as I said, where I said if donation cursor is open, then close it. That's a kind of safety just in case I mess up. But it's also there because I wanted to show you that it's open. So that really is not a necessary part. If you've handled things correctly, you've closed the donation cursor down here in the appropriate place, and so you really don't have to ask that question. But if you ran into problems, that's a good way of saying, okay, if it's open, close it. And then I'm going to reopen it because I want to open it new every time through so I get the ones that have the match in the drive number. Notice my fetch puts the data into V drive number. So I am doing the comparison in the donation cursor to V drive number, which has the number from the drive file and the drive number that's on the donation. So I'm matching those two. The order by drive number really isn't necessary on the donation one because I am grabbing just that particular drive number. So the order by drive number really isn't necessary. The order by drive number on the drive cursor gets them in order for me. Questions? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So now go change it to a WHERE loop. Yeah. Copy and paste this and change it to a WHERE loop. A while, sorry, I said WHERE, didn't I? WHILE loop.
I was nervous.
Huh?
I was nervous about that.
But nobody asked me, that's pretty bad, guys.
Well, I figured you meant
wild. One starts with W. When I did this, I had an initializing fetch for each loop, and then put the fetch at the bottom of the loop, which is something you can do with the while. Here, where I have the exit, I had it at the top, where I broke out of it, which, as I've said before, is not considered necessarily a good thing. Anything more to say?
I'm just not sure what's going on. It's like, it doesn't look like I have any of my original tables. Like, donor table, inventory table. I have like the tables I made for like the homework, like doctors and stuff like that. Drive Z, amp copy.
Did you commit them?
I mean, I should have committed donor a long time ago, so
I'm
not sure why it's not.
Well, these aren't donor, these are drive and donation.
A drive, donation, none of them. I only have, like, most recently, doctor, I have donation.
Okay.
But that's it.
Well, drive is...
I don't see driver.
You can make a quick drive table.
I don't remember what drive has on it. His drive and drive name is all I care about for this one. But what does drive have on it? I should know this by heart by now.
Everything was wrong, but it gave me an output.
Well, then that means it could still do a compile. I mean, it could still do it.
Unknown command begin.
Here's a version that I did that you can look at.
Oh.
And see if you match.
I spelled curse or wrong.
That would do it. I'm surprised you got output on that.
That's what I mean. I don't understand it. But hey, I'm not going to complain.
Well, you might complain if it's the wrong output.
Yeah.
What is the error when you get drive cursor must be declared? Or,
that also means you didn't do the cursor right somehow.
Kind of like my fetch station. That's why I need you there.
So I'm just copying the one from here and just thumb it over. I see. Just hand me too.
That's why none of my things are reading is failing, right? Oh, I'm getting less and less errors. Let's go. One day I'll be there where no errors exist. and then a fun.
You pass those papers on now.
Oh.
Oh yeah, buddy, don't worry about it. I've been on it.
And in fact, if you go to the next example one using curses, we're at continuing example one. The second thing in is it. Okay, so if you go to continuing example one, the second thing in is the while loop.
Yeah. I don't see why mine still not working.
Yeah, mine either.
I think it's something that has to do with my, the names up here, the amount, not that. Alright, so what's the underscore info? What's that doing?
Where's underscore?
Up on the count.
That's cont info is the name of the table that I've got that I'm inserting stuff into. So that's cont info down here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
I created a table, right. So you just have to create a blank table.
Yeah.
What's the name of the
table? Con underscore info.
True, if you're gonna test it, you have to have that blank table.
How do you create just a basic page?
Just create table as.
Oh,
not okay. As. Actually, just create table. I don't know, you might almost copy the other one.
Yeah, it's not. Do we need to just put parentheses in there? Oh, maybe.
There is the table, it's on the assignment. Con info has drive number, drive name, and con amount.
Okay.
So that's the table that I created. Okay, so go. Copy that and create that table. You don't have want any data in it. You just want an empty table because you're doing inserts into it. So cont info is on the one that says cursor example one, cursor example, first cursor example, depending on how you read it. And it has a drive number for varchar 2 for 3 characters, drive name varchar 2 for 15, and a cont amount, which is number 6, 2. For those of you that are listening to this. So continuing example one, the second example into that has the code with the while. And as I said, I put the fetch outside the while, so on both of these I have a fetch outside, which is the initializing fetch, and then I have a fetch inside at the bottom. So, fetch drive cursor, this is my initializing.
This is a bad
guy.
That would get hard to
had some win wins.
And this is the rest of the drive.
This the same. So ignore my statements.
And then here I have the initializing.
Yeah. So it must be declared. It is declared.
Each time I go through this. And this is the rest.
Oh yeah, and copy and paste too much.
Okay, what's the problem you're having?
All kinds.
Yeah, we're getting like some of the same errors here, but for some reason when mine starts off, it says unknown set option declare. And mine looks just like that.
Server output on?
Yep.
And that's within the script, right?
Set server output on, yep, declare.
And you spelled it right.
Like, it's weird, it'll throw me saying this on wrong with my fetch, but like up at top it actually showed me a table. So I don't get if there's something wrong with it, how am I still getting output?
What output are you getting?
So like, when I, this is a mess, let me tell you, it's a mess. But when I run it, it says unknown set option declared, tells me all about this, and then it gives me a whole table. But then it continues on with the errors.
Huh.
But if there's something wrong, why is it still displaying something?
Yeah, no, I Oh good, this is not meant to be this way. This is meant to be an easy fix.
Oh no.
Because look, if it's not even going to grab any variables, how does it know what to take?
I mean, what... You're doing a DBMS output line, right?
Yeah.
And what are you putting out on the DBMS?
I got the current amount is...
And then V... But that's not what you're seeing.
No.
So it's not putting that out. You're seeing the table.
Yeah, it's almost like a select all. I think that's the drive table. Right?
No, that is. You're seeing the drive table because it's the drive number and the drive name from drive.
I mean, mine doesn't work at all.
Okay. Good.
I got cursor driver is, right? Yeah. Everything really looks the exact same. It's giving me my drive table.
Okay. I've said that this is on the... Are you using a table called drive?
I think I figured out my problem.
Or is it a different table? Have you got a copy?
No, I got a drive table.
You've got a drive table.
Yep.
Because up there I said very definitely it's take the drive number from drive.
Yeah. I got drive and donation.
Okay.
Check your tables, the description of your tables. My drive table is missing an I in drive. So it says drift table.
Oh.
Okay.
So that might have a lot to do with my error.
Yes, no, that I definitely could have a lot to do with your error.
Drive shape.
Yes.
Okay, this has turned into a debugging exercise, which isn't all that bad either, but not where I'd actually planned to go today. But.
Does it have to be caps? No, look. Yeah, drive number. That's the same. Drive name's the same. So it definitely knows where to go to get the drive to. But it's going to tell me that it doesn't want to go there. Right. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to see if I have them in my quick and easy.
It goes worse now?
No, I'm sure you can see things.
Oh, okay. Dude, it's going to be an undo for something where I messed up. Everything looks the exact same. Okay.
found it?
I forgot to send it to him. I hope I found it, because if not, then I have... Oh, look, see, that one has it up there, too, so...
Okay, now let's hope that I have just drive.
It works.
Yay!
Alright, now I can actually do what you asked.
Now you can start debugging.
I can do what you asked now.
Oh, you haven't done
it. I haven't even been able to do it.
You haven't done the wild yet, alright. Yeah, mine works. So that code works. I just did a copy and paste of the code here.
Yeah.
And it worked. And I think that's the handout I gave you.
Yeah.
Watch it have a different, slight difference, but I don't think it does. Okay, it worked. So start debugging, folks. His is working, so look and see what he did differently than yours.
It was my drive table. It wasn't even the script at all.
Okay.
I had the wrong column header.
Name. Okay, okay. And you all have what appears to be the right stuff in your tables and the right field names in your tables and all that good stuff?
I just started checking all the tables. Oh.
I think he found something.
No, I really did think I was doing something here, but I think I just made it worse.
That was me and sequence pussy, wasn't it?
Huh?
So, alright, so unknown set option declare, right? And then from there, it just doesn't read anything. It just says rest of line ignored. Alright, but...
On what line are you on?
I would guess the very first one, unknown set option declare.
Okay, you've got some, for some reason, the declare, is it on a separate line in your code?
Yeah.
D-E-C-L-A-R-E. Okay, take those two lines out and retype them. Because for some reason it's not picking up. And that happens sometimes with a copy and paste. Mm-hmm. It, when you're working with putty, see, I wasn't working with putty. Is there a blank line in front of it at the top, or is it?
I made sure I have drive number, drive name, all my fields.
Yeah, I don't see what it is. I mean, because as I said, I just ran this. But I didn't run it in putty, because I wasn't sure what I had in putty. So if I do an edit, what was it called? Cursor 7B is what mine's called. Take out the set server on and take out the DBMS line. And the set server off, or that probably would have anything. So take out that and take out the DBMS line. Because the DBMS line is really mainly there to kind of show as you're going along. Wasn't what I planned to do, but I think it's actually good. So did you get the same, what errors are you getting now?
The same.
Well, it can't be yelling at you. Just still yelling at you about the clear?
Yeah. Unknown command beginning cursor drive, and then rest of line mode, rest of encountered the symbol fetch when expecting one of the following. Case mod.
That is very, very strange. And he didn't have it, and he's in putty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just try doing it all over again. I mean, just forget it. Do a copy and paste again. And make a whole new one and see if that happens. What about you, Mike? Where do you stand?
I'm just writing this out while I'm not even
doing a copy and paste.
No, well, I did it last time and the whole thing went.
I mean, I did a copy and paste, but as I said, I'm in the version that they provide as opposed to going in through putty. But that was, as I said, simply because I thought I remembered that the files were there. And I'm not sure that they're in putty. But you did it in putty, so. Sorry, people listening to this tape. It not a very...
Oh, yeah, there I got
You but, got it?
Yeah. Server must be set on or off. And you know what? I'm getting a lot less errors. I got one error this time. But it says completed though. Server output must be set on or off.
Well, do you have it back there?
Yeah, it says server output on. Oh wow, no, I see one.
Yeah, you've got both versions.
Yep, now I know why it's doing that.
You got two versions going.
So as long as I delete one, it will work. I think I'm fucking dead. And which is weird, because all I did was make another one, copy and paste the one I just made into it.
Well, there's a lesson there.
Yeah.
Which is when it looks totally hopeless.
Yeah. Just make a new one, it'll probably work.
Ah. I have no idea what went wrong.
Because I used the same one that I just got done typing out. All I did was just name it a different script or cursor name.
Okay, so what I wanted you to do it was more debugging that we were going to look at. I said, I want you to write a script that will handle the inventory table and the department table. Okay? The trip should accumulate the on-hand for department and write a new table where you'll store the department and the total of the on-hand. So basically, this is what I just asked you to do, except I'm asking you to go in and make a change to it. But that same program, more than anything else.
I got it.
So what I'm asking you to do is say, okay, I've got to have an inventory table. So the inventory table is going to be comparable to which table, if you read this through. Okay, so there's the problem. And so the inventory table, we just did one with the drive table and the donation table, right? So we just did the drive, we just did the donation. So looking at this problem, I said, I want you to write a script that will handle the inventory table and the department table. The script should accumulate the on-hand for departments and write to a table where you'll store the department name, and the total of the on-hand. So department is going to be equivalent to what one? If you handle this and you're setting up two cursors. I had my drive cursor and I had my donation cursor. Okay? And the drive, I step through each one. And with the donation, I got the donations that match the drive, right? Okay, so that's what I did, right? I had the drive table, and then I had the donation. So looking at the problem up here, what is going to be the one that I step through each thing? Which of the tables am I going to step through each one?
Drive.
Huh?
Drive.
No. Which one of the ones in this new problem?
Oh, it'd be inventory, right? We need to get all of them. All the
department? Yes, I like department. That's going to be the department, so because you're going to go through each department. So department 10, then department 20, then department 30, and what you're trying to get is the total on hand for each department. So the inventory would be that table, okay? So the script should accumulate the on-hand for departments and write to a new table where you store the department name, and the total. So basically, this is the program that we just worked on, okay? So you can actually go in and take that program and follow the logic in that program. And I was gonna do this one in class, but since we spent so long on the other one, I'm going to say, I'm going to say let's have that one something that you do and go in and fix it. And I wanted to go over it Thursday, so I would like you to try to get that one done for Thursday. But what you're going to do is go in and every place where you're handling the drive cursor, you're doing the same thing, you're handling the department. Okay, and where you hand the inventory cursor, you would be doing an inventory. And I think you have an inventory table, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a department table. And so you can do that and just change it. Now you're going to have to create a new output table just like you did for this one. So you're going to have to create a new output table to go with it. But it's basically just a redo of this program, but one where it kind of forces you to go through it again and make sure that it's making sense. So we are going to leave that and leave that for you to do. Okay. So now I'm going back. And I'm going in via the notes and handouts because I didn't put the right thing up there so that it was full screen. So continue example one. The first one I have in this example one, I'm not even kind of bothering to go over. It was a funny way of handling the fetch and getting the data. And you're welcome to look at it. The second one we went over because that's what I asked you to do, was to change this to a while. And again, the important thing on a while is that the style I like is to have the initializing one before the loop, and then at the bottom of the loop, get all the other records as needed. Okay? So now another set of cursor examples, and then I've got a whole bunch that we're going to look at on Thursday. Okay. First of all, you've got the employee table. You got it working?
Finally got it working.
Did you ever actually get it working with the while loop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. How about you, Ryan?
I don't have my laptop up to me, so I don't have my password. So I tried it on SQL Fiddle, but I got an error. So that might be because the table doesn't exist.
Probably is. You have to create the output table, definitely.
The short answer was no. I probably could have, yeah.
Okay, we've got the short answer. Okay, so I keep having to move this lovely thing out of the way. There are four programs in this series that develop in sophistication. The first program does not actually grant a pay raise, but the others do. The program uses a subset of data taken from the employee file that comes with the demo with Oracle. I copied it over to Scott because I was using at the time I wrote this, Scott. They had a sample that you could download where you made it Scott as the ownership. So the purpose of this table is to create a table containing each unique ID. Okay, and then I'm going to keep going, and the last one actually does it in a slightly different way that's better. But this one shows, the first three kind of show moving through. So what I want is I want to have a list of the manager's ID. But as you can see, looking at the data, the manager has multiple people working for them. So I don't want the multiple people, I just want the manager ID once. Even if the manager has 20 people working for them, I just want the manager ID once. Okay, so I come down here and I have a bunch of things that are kind of new that we're going to go back and look at a little bit more. But I said type key manager table is a table of the employee manager ID. So I'm setting up a basically an array, but an array, there also can be called a table. So I've got two kinds of things here. An array is a table and a file is a table. Okay? And this time we're talking about an array kind of table. So I'm saying I want to set up a manager table and of the employee manager's ID. So I'm going to my table called employees and I'm pulling out the manager ID, and that is going to be the type. So I'm setting up an array. This is what sets up an array. Okay. Then I said V manager IT table is of the type T manager table. Okay. So V manager ID table is of the type T manager table. So the whole table is T manager table. And as I'm processing the individual records, I can refer to them with the V manager ID table. Okay, then I said, okay, now set up a cursor of the employee table and select the manager ID for employees. Okay, so what I've done is I've set up an array and I want to take and put the unique manager IDs in this array. Okay, and the array is a table basically. But we've been referring to it more in other classes and everything as an array. So I want to put the unique manager ID in this array. Okay? Then I have a cursor that is going to hold all manager IDs. So I've got an array that is going to, I'm going to fill it with unique manager ID. Okay, so I've got an array that I'm going to fill with unique manager IDs. I've got a cursor that is going to have all of the manager IDs. So I'm going to go through that cursor, and if I find a match to something that I've already put in the array, then I won't put it in the array, so that the array will have just the unique ones. Okay. Then I've got some areas that I'm using, and notice that the array is indexed by a binary integer, so it's going to handle this array in its own way, basically using a binary access method. I've got a found flag, and I've got a loop count, which I made of the type binary integer. Okay, so I start in, and I open the cursor. And then I have both a loop and a while in here. Okay, so I've got both a loop and a while. So I say, okay, open the cursor, fetch C employee one into V manager ID. Okay, V manager ID is one of the things that I declared. And I'm saying, fetch the first manager ID in the cursor. Okay, so if you go and look up at the things that up at the top, the first manager ID would be 7902, right? Because this is all of the manager IDs. So I would have 7902, then I go to 7698, then I go to 7839, etc. Okay, so I'm going to kind of take a picture of this so that I can bring it up. Okay, so there are the names so that I can bring them up. So I'm back down. There. Okay. So I said, open the employee and then enter a loop and fetch the C employee one into V manager ID. Okay? Okay? So I'm bringing in, I'm reading the first record. Exit when it's not found, so I'm exiting. Then I set a file flag to false. Okay, so notice I can set something to true and to false. Okay, so I've got this found flag that I set, it's a Boolean, and I'm setting it to either true or false. So I set it to false. And then I set loop count to 1, because I want to keep track of how many times I'm going through the table. Okay, what does this while say?
My loop count is less than or equal to the manager ID table.
And the count in the manager ID table. So the manager ID table is got a count. Okay, and while it is less than the count of the manager ID table. Okay, so it's saying while the loop count is less than or equal to the manager ID table count.
Meaning its place value?
Say that again.
You're saying like its place value, its count as in its place value?
No, as in the numbers that are actually there. This count is going to act on the manager ID table. And notice V manager ID table is up here. And it's acting on how many, the count of that.
Okay.
Okay, dot count. So I'm saying if the loop count is less than or equal to the vManager table count, then loop. Okay? I'm going to kind of go through this and then we can come back and piece it apart, which may end up being on Thursday. So I'm saying I've got a check here. Okay? And I'm comparing vLoop count to the count on that table. Okay, and I'm saying if the manager ID where does the manager ID come from? Where did V manager ID come from?
Employees.
Well, no, look up at the, yes, it came from there, but it was the fetch that got it, right?
Oh, okay, sorry.
So I'm fetching into vManager ID table. So now I'm looking at the thing that I just fetched, right? Because I fetched it into there, I'm looking at the thing I just fetched. And I'm comparing it to vManager ID table vLoop count, okay? So I'm saying go to the vManager ID table. And V loop count, which I've set at 1, is 1, right? So it's only 1. So I'm looking at the first one. And if it is a match, then I set the found flag to true. Okay, so I've got a flag there, and it's either on or off. It's Boolean, on or off, true, false. So I'm setting that to false. And then I exit. Okay. Otherwise, if it's not, I add one to loop count. So loop count is controlling how many times I go through this. Okay? If the found flag is false, then what am I doing?
Adding one to the manager count, the manager ID table count?
I'm adding one, but I'm also doing an assignment statement there.
Yeah.
I'm assigning the vManager ID that I read up there, I'm assigning it into this table. Okay, so I'm putting it into the array. And I'm putting it into count plus one, which means that I am putting it in the next spot in the array. Because if the array already has five things in it, then I'm adding one, which would make the sixth thing, and I'm putting it into the sixth thing. Okay? So I'm putting it into the next slot. When I start out, the count is zero, and when I add one to it, it was one, so I put it in the first slot. And then I go through each time. So I'm saying the vManager ID, take that and put it into the table using the count of the table. Okay, so I'm saying put it into the table, the index or subscript that is controlling that table is the count of it plus one, which means move on to the next spot. So it's the count of it plus one. Okay. And then at the bottom, the only thing that I did was I said, for I going from one to the count in the table, put the stuff out so that I can see what I have. Okay? So that wouldn't be part of the program probably, but I wanted to see what was in the array. So I'm saying basically go through the array and put out each one. So I'm saying start with one, go up to the count in the array, and put out what's in the table modified by I. So I'll put out the first thing and then the for loop will move me up to the second and the third, and so I will put out each one as I go through the loop. So what I'm doing there is basically gathering the arrays. And you all look very confused.
Oh, we might as well be
in Chinese right now.
Okay.
Welcome to day one.
Okay. What time is it? We've only got a few minutes. Actually, I think the best thing to do is to say, okay, you look this over, and we will go over it on Thursday and go back over it in detail on Thursday, but after you've looked it over, because I think there's enough in here that you need to look it over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so please promise me you'll look it over for Thursday. Promise?
Gotcha.
Mike, I'm not getting a promise. Look it over, and then we'll go and step through it again on Thursday. This has been an interesting day.
I have an unrelated question.
Okay. Let me turn off the recorder.